You know, I guess I never know how to get into the issue of cost and reimbursement because we sort of try to focus on clinical science, but yet obviously it's a major factor of life. And that was something you commented on in the discussion.
So I was specifically asked by the chair of the plenary session to comment on cost. And part of me didn't want to because I actually agree with you that I think that our job as clinical investigators and as doctors is to not factor cost into the treatment choices. We should be making treatment choices for our patients based on what we think is the most efficacious and safe therapy for our patients. But when one does look at the cost is quite substantial to cetuximab added to chemotherapy for a benefit which is modest, to put it into perspective. And so I think one of the ways we get around the cost issue is to try to better refine who benefits from the drug. Because if we can better select who benefits, you have a population of patients who are more likely to see an improvement in survival, and then you're treating slightly fewer patients, so the cost becomes more cost effective. So I think that's probably the way we answer the cost question, but it's absolutely a struggle as we go forward. What I showed was that if you calculate a cost per year of life saved, it comes out to about $650,000, which is dramatically higher than what one would endorse for any kind of active medical therapy. What I did present was an interesting survey study, which was done of medical oncologists in Boston by Eric Nadler, who's now in practice in Dallas. And what Eric showed was when he interviewed oncologists that our threshold for an active therapy as oncologists was much higher. We considered $300,000 to be an acceptable threshold, whereas general internists and most healthcare economists will take $75,000, which is really the cost of dialysis, and that's how that's been costed out. So I think we as medical oncologists have a slightly more generous view toward what is cost effective. And one can see that if you can better refine the population, you certainly can get to $300,000 with cetuximab, I think, relatively quickly. The other thing we don't know is what the price would be. We're assuming that the price structure stays the same, and there's always a possibility that that could change over time.